If you're up late tonight and you look up, you should be in for some cosmic fireworks. The Perseid meteor shower should reach its peak early tomorrow morning, and you should see up to more than one or two meteors in 1 minute. Shooting stars coming in 1 or 2 a minute. They're really great shooting stars.
From all over the sky?
They look like they're coming from the constellation of Perseus, which is over in the east in the morning. But that you should be able to see them anywhere in the star in the sky. They just look like they're all coming from one place. And this year it coincides with a new moon, so the sky should be particularly dark, especially if you get out of a city or a town. And so they'll be really, really visible and should look really good.
Where are they actually coming from, Dave?
They're actually coming... what they are is little tiny lumps of dust coming off the back of a comet. A comet which this lot come from is called Swift-Tuttle. And this year we should hit a really dense patch of them, actually from when it went past in 1862. So there's lots and lots of dust there. And each time they hit the Earth, they hit us at about 130,000 miles an hour. And when they hit, they get really, really hot. In the same way as if you rub your hands together, they get hot. But if you rub your hands together at 132,000 miles an hour, they get really,
really
hot.
That's pretty fast hand rubbing. So this is literally particles that are falling in through the Earth's atmosphere getting... Because it's like running into a brick wall, I guess, isn't it? When you get particles slamming into the Earth's atmosphere at that kind of speed.
And they just get incredibly hot. And in the same way as when your cooker ring gets hot, it goes red. If it gets really hot, it went orange. And then it gets so hot, it gets white. These just rub, get incredibly hot, go bright white and glow and produce these great streaks.
Do any hit the ground? Are we in danger?
Occasionally bigger lumps might hit the ground, then you actually call them meteorites, but most of them are so small they wouldn't ever hit the ground.
And is this just going to be in this part of the country, or will people all over the world be able to see
it? Everywhere, all over the world you'll be able to see it. I think particularly good in America, it's kind of late at night because it's peaking at sort of 6 o'clock in the morning, so it'll be starting to get light here. But anywhere where it's dark tonight, you'll be able to see it.
Hopefully it will be dark tonight in most places, apart from, of course, in the polar regions, in South Pole, where it's... No, North Pole, where it's nice and bright at the moment.
Absolutely. I just got back from Orkney, and it did get dark, but there was definitely sun, sort of the horizon kept quite bright. It's clouds that's going to get in our way, though.
Because in Orkney, I mean, when I was in Scotland, you just... Kate's a bit of getting used to, doesn't it?
Oh, it's great. You're thrown out. You're thinking it's earlier than it really is because it couldn't possibly be that late. That light still so late. But no, fantastic. I shall be out hoping there's no clouds in the way of me seeing these meteorites tonight. But heading back down onto Earth,